Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Charles Ford. He's a member of the Lansing School District Board of Education. Charles, how are you?
I'm good this morning, Tony. How about yourself?
Well, I hate calling you at this time because I know you're like me. You like to get into the gym and get it done. So thanks for spending some time with us.
I just finished.
just wanted to get your take. You decided to take the interim tag off of the current superintendent for the Lansing School District, Yvonne Camille Kamul. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I voted against it again, due to the fact that it was not taken to the public. I think it's a situation that's a major decision for the Lansing School District, and once again, the public was not informed. We're at an information study session where the administration is supposed to bring us issues that we can review, and we move those on to our regular meeting. If there's routine matters, we may vote on that, like a contract that needs to be approved right away. But this is a major decision for this school district. I voted on against the interim because it was not a fair process. It wasn't an open competition. Internal candidates were not able to apply. This person was supposed to come in for 3 months or 4 months, but now we're looking at a year. I think this position should have been an open bid position. And so at this point, the public is going to wake up this morning saying that they have a new superintendent, and they had no opportunity to come in and say that this person was doing a good job. We feel we should open it up to more candidates. Just like when we voted on the restructuring program on March 22nd, it was an information study session. The public didn't know about the new restructuring for the district. Schools are going to be closed. There were parents that woke up and their school was closed, especially from a school like Elmhurst. It's been a high performer for us for years, and now the school is closed. The public needs to be aware of these types of major decisions before the board acts.
James Young of Morse Hazard Young and Atria and Associates, the Illinois-based law firm that was hired by the board to find a permanent superintendent, agrees with the permanent hiring.
Yeah, well, you know, that should not have happened. In the interim superintendent's contract, it's very clear that she cannot apply for the superintendent position. She can't be considered. She has a non-renewal for after June 30th. Those types of issues should have been discussed. That was the premise that was put out to the public, that this particular individual would not have an opportunity to be the permanent superintendent. And we've gone against that contract. We've gone against what we've said to the community. Those types of things are not transparent. That's why you don't build trust, because you do things that are different than what you decided to do 3 months ago.
Well, the school board spent a lot of money on bringing this search firm on board. Why wouldn't you want to listen to them?
That's right. Well, the thing is that they're a search firm. We contracted with them to find candidates, to present those candidates to us so that we can consider what we want to do with the permanent position. It was not their decision to go to say, well, we think it's time for you to put us on hold for a year. Let's stop the process because you've got a superintendent that has made interim superintendent has made a proposal. Any new superintendent is going to assume the work of the previous superintendent. So I don't think there was a valid reason. That's not what they were contracted to do. They were contracted to find us a candidate, not to say, hey, you've already got one.
Are you against Camille Kamul or just against the process?
The process. I don't even really know her that well. I've seen her resume. Where I find that there's other individuals who I felt had as good or better credentials that we could have considered. She meets the minimum standards for being a superintendent. But that's not what we want. We want to go out and see if we've got the best candidate. And so at that point, I think that the process should have been open at the beginning. If there was going to be consideration for this person to go beyond 4 months, then it should have been a situation where we should have done some type of a search for the interim superintendent at that time.
So
it's a process. If it's not fair, I'm not going to vote for it. If it goes against policy, I'm not going to vote for it.
All right, thanks, Charles. We got to get to break. Thanks.
All right.